Yeah, so we in Aintool have been tracking these this information for the last 6 years, and it's astounding information. So what clinically discharged means, it means that the doctor has come to you in the hospital and says, we've done all the treatment that we can for you. There's nothing more that we can do for you now. And normally what happens is a person is discharged to their home and they have home help, or they're discharged to a nursing home or to some kind of step down bed that might be able to provide help, or maybe to the National Rehabilitation Center if they need rehabilitation. But because there isn't enough services provision in those spaces, those individuals can't leave the hospital. And incredibly, 420 patients are currently discharged from hospitals across the country, and they're stuck in their beds and they can't go home. Now, if you look at outside of the ward, in right now, there's about 400 people who are on trolleys in those wards trying to get into a ward bed, but they can't get in large part because of these individuals who are forced, you know, against their own will and sometimes to actually stay within there. So we have this really crazy situation where people can't go home, and yet people who need hospital beds can't get them because the services are being withheld from those who are looking to leave hospital. And the figures are quite incredible. Like 47 people are stuck between 4 and 6 months in a hospital currently being discharged. 19 of those are waiting 7 to 12 months waiting to be discharged. 8 or more actually are waiting for over a year now to be discharged. And in Sligo, there's a person waiting 2 years to leave a hospital. Now, I actually think that that's torturous. You know, it is very hard to sleep sometimes in hospitals. It's also a place where, you know, infections can be picked up if you're there for long periods of time. Mobility is restricted significantly. And the idea that any citizen will be forced to stay in a hospital bed for 2 years for the lack of some level of step down is absolutely wrong. And, you know, the minister needs to come out and take responsibility for this. It can't be good for the health of an individual to be stuck in hospital for that long. And, you know, we're calling for the government to increase funding to home help hours, to nursing homes, for step down beds, and for the rehabilitation hospital, so that we don't see so many citizens stranded in such a shocking situation.
And do you think that perhaps those enhanced step down facilities or an increase in step down facilities should be, there should be a focus in maybe more rural areas, given the fact that the data that was given to you by the HSE shows that there's quite a high number of delayed discharges in the likes of not only Sligo, but Letterkenny and Galway as well?
Yeah, I've no doubt. Right now, the truth of the matter is, in provincial towns in Ireland, people have a significantly lower outcome in terms of their own health. If a person lives in a large city, they have access to far more high standard healthcare and supports. And if people live in a provincial town or a rural area, those supports are generally not there. And I, you know, these individuals who live in provincial towns and rural areas pay the same level of tax. They're equal citizens. There's no reason why they should have those services denied from them. But they are. And I do think we live in a lopsided country at the moment where so much of the funding is going into the greater Dublin area at the cost of many regional and rural areas as well. The problems in terms of care is a big one. We know for a fact that a lot of nursing homes have closed in the last number of years because the wages and the funding being given to those nursing homes isn't what it should be. In terms of home help hours, like, it's quite incredible, you know, how low the wages can be for people who are in receipt of who are working in the home help area. And, you know, we talk about care being really important. We talk about care being one of the most valuable things that people can do. And yet the government goes the opposite direction in terms of how much it financially prioritizes it. Even today, in we've heard just about the budget, that the budget will show that there is the government are not going to give a means test disregard for the full amount of carers' income. So that means there'll be still carers in this country who will still have to pay or still be refused the carers' allowance in this country. And again, that reduces the number of carers that are available. That actually has a knock-on effect in relation to the number of people who are stuck in hospitals, because if you can't give a carer an income, that carer may not be able to stop their normal job to look after a loved one. that loved one may have nobody to care for them and have to remain in hospital as a result.